Our reading is taken from Isaiah 55. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk, without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations to you know not, and nations that do not know you will hasten to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace, and the mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the fields will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the pine tree, and instead of briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign, which will not be destroyed. This is the word of the Lord.
How are you doing? Not very good. It's not going so well, is it? Right, okay, tell you what, you keep going and we'll see where we get to. Right, just thinking about the different things that people can do. I know we've got somebody in church today who can organise apprenticeships for young people, because you've already told us that. I was just thinking, do we have anybody in church today who can write the network protocols to allow a server through a firewall? Yeah? Kevin, you can do... Can you do that as well? Right, can you organise apprenticeships?
No, I don't do that.
No, you don't do that. Can you get a server to negotiate through a firewall? No, you can't. Right, okay. Oh, that's a bit odd. Do we have anybody here who can bake a really, really good cake? Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Right, okay. Chocolate's my favourite. Thank you. Do we have anybody in here that's exceptionally good at building redstone circuits in Minecraft? You again? Oh, so you can do two things. Right, can you organise apprenticeships as well?
I'm not that good.
Can you enable the protocols to enable a server to speak through a firewall?
I don't want me to give my dad for that.
Your dad can do that. Right, okay. I'm sort of looking for one person. Is anybody here that can rod drains? Ah, okay. I know some of us have to do it on a regular basis because of the local plumbing arrangements that are a little bit more Victorian than the villages. Okay, so you can rod drains. Can any of you drive an HGV? You can rod drains and drive an HGV? Right, okay, wow, excellent. Can you organise apprenticeships?
No.
Can you get...
No.
Can you...
No.
Can you bake a cake?
No. You can make a
right. No, I don't have a cheesecake. A cheesecake's not cake. That's like calling a vegetarian sausage a sausage. Cheesecake is... I once saw one of those, you know, those sort of plastic rolled tubes full of stuff, and it said vegetarian ham, brackets, chicken flavour, brackets. What's that about? So I still haven't found someone to do all the jobs that I need doing. Can anyone play the piano? You're getting close, but you can't do servers.
No.
You can't do apprenticeships.
No.
You can't drive HGVs.
No.
No. Oh, crumbs. What? So there's no one person that can do it all. And that's the point. There's no one person that can do it all. Can anybody quote me scripture? Anybody quote me a verse in the Bible? Jesus wept. What's the next verse? All right, so you know one verse in the Bible. Two words, one verse. Right, okay. Anyone else? Let there be light. What's the next word, next verse? And there was light. That's one I know. Yoo-hoo! Yes! Go on. Love one another as I have loved you. What's the next verse? Have no clue. Right, okay. So none of us know the Bible either in its entirety. It's a good thing we've got each other, isn't it? And that's the point. Can anyone tell me what God is like? Go on, this isn't a trick question. Loving. Forgiving. Faithful. Kind. Holy. Merciful. Indescribable. Do you know why he said that? Because he can see the song list. Because that's what we're singing next. How many of you can tell me the words to the hymn "Crowning with Many Crowns"? Okay. Can anybody tell me the words to the last verse of "Crowning with Many Crowns"? Crown him the Lord of years, the potentate of time. Creator of the rolling spheres, ineffably sublime. Woohoo! You can tell who got all the stickers in their Sunday school book when they were little, can't you? Ineffably sublime. Now, you know me, I usually try and avoid jargon in church. It's one of my real bugbears that the church uses jargon so much. But that's two bits of jargon I love. Because ineffable... I think I got this the right way around, says it cannot be described in words. Sublime means there are no words to describe it. So to describe God as ineffably sublime is using two words to say that there are no words that you can use to describe something that can't be described in words. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Sometimes it feels like the longer I live and love Jesus, the more I realize there is of God that I don't understand. I've been to vicar school. I spent 2 years at vicar school, theological college. I understood less at the end of it than I did at the start. Because I discovered that all the things, the ways that I thought about God, were probably not quite right. The problem is nobody could tell me what was quite right. Now, there are some things we are certain and sure of. We know about God's character. We know of his love. We know what the Bible says about him. But nobody's ever been able to tell me exactly what God is like. Because if they could, it wouldn't be God. If God was able to be understood by a rather fat, balding 48-year-old vicar from Yorkshire, what would that say about God? How are you doing with the picture? Oh, okay. There's a face there, isn't there? Do you know who it is, Thomas?
Jesus.
We sort of see that you can't see it. We can sort of see this bit of the picture. Joshua, could you? That's the picture you're aiming for. It's my all-time favorite picture of Jesus. One I discovered when I was on my sabbatical 3 years ago. And I love it. And there are some days I think I get a glimpse of that picture. There are some days when I think I can see just through the mists of this world and see him. And there are some days, excuse me a moment. I'll be back in a moment. There are some days when I can see that. I know, sorry. There you are. Sorry. I can work out what it is. And there are some days I can only see that. And I know it's an edge piece. I don't think it's a corner. And there are some days when all I can see is that. He hasn't changed. He is still with me. He is still for me. Even on the days when all I can see is that. Because it's from there. But he can see all of me and all of you. So there are going to be good days on this journey. There are going to be days when you catch a glimpse. There are going to be days when all you can see, I'm not going to take it away again, even though I'm not that cruel, when all you can see is an eye, but you can still make out that it's Jesus through the mist, through the fog of this world, through the mist of our own understanding. We can still see it's Jesus. And there are going to be some days when all you get is that. And on those days, we need to remember that God sees the whole picture. That he is immeasurably bigger and greater and more wonderful and glorious than we are. And that's why we have the church. Because God gives everybody different gifts. Some of you have gifts of praying. Some of you have gifts of leading. Some of you have gifts of cleaning. Some of you have gifts of administration. Some of you have gifts of caring. Some of you have gifts of spotting people who need just a little hello or a smile. Some of you have gifts of giving. Some of you have gifts of going into the school. Some of you have gifts of being in an office and working in an office. Some of you have gifts with servers. Some of you have gifts with Minecraft. Some of you have gifts with instruments. Some of you have gifts with kitchen equipment. All of you, without exception, have gifts and talents with which you are called to use to serve one another and to serve God's kingdom as friends and followers of Jesus. You might say, how does Minecraft help me follow Jesus? Well, go and find out. You might say, how does servers help me follow Jesus? Well, go and find out. You might say, how does apprenticeships help me follow Jesus? Well, go and find out. Go and find out what he's calling you to do, where he has placed you. And he may call you on. I was 8 years as an engineer before God called me on to something else. Some of you are happy about that. Some of you wish I'd stayed as an engineer. Where you are now is not necessarily where you're going to be forever. God has a plan and a pattern and a purpose for you and 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 you. It doesn't matter if you're the youngest person in the building today, I'm not going to point, or the oldest one. God still has a pattern and a purpose. But do you know what? Some days we can't see that, but he can. Today I think it's one of those days when we can see an eye. Oh wow, we've almost got a face there. Keep going, keep going. Yay. Yeah, absolutely. Someone's got a gift for spotting patterns in pictures. If you can work out where that bit goes, I'm very impressed. All of us are called to serve in God's church, to serve in God's world. All of us are called to be his witnesses, wherever we are, be that in an office, be that with servers, be that with Minecraft, in a kitchen, in the home, in a school, on the bus, at the bus stop. We're all called together. No one person can be the church other than him. And we're all a part of his body. There are no unimportant people in God's family. There are no lesser people in God's family and greater people in God's family. We are all part of that big family of God, all called to follow him where he leads, all called to use the gifts that he gives us, and we're called to trust him, even on the days when all we see is the black piece of the jigsaw, because he doesn't change, and he's always there for us. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. But listen to that last promise. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace, and the mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all of the trees of the field will clap their hands. Put your hands up if you were singing that in your head whilst I said those words. You're officially old.